It's recent international flight from the dollar. It's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll
go. All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Let us quickly return to the phones. Lance in British Columbia. Hello, Lance.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
It's an honor to speak with you, sir.
Well, I appreciate it.
Your radio network has educated me beyond what I expected.
Chances are you won't find anything like that up in Canada, eh?
No, you're not going to find anything like that here.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling in about Ron Paul, mm-hmm. and I know that you've got a lot of international listeners, and I'm one of them. And what I did, and I raised Ron Paul $4,000. From being here, I have a small farm and I just bought an oyster lease, and we have a guest house that we rent out to, and mostly it's to our American friends, and they don't pay very much money, like $50 a week or whatever, but, mm-hmm. you know, they pay for power and whatnot.
Right.
So what I did was I sent all the people that normally come up here. I said, well, you know, you don't have to pay anything if you just visit Ron Paul's site. And between all of the people that come up here, which is probably about a dozen or so, I turned them all on to Ron Paul and said, you don't have to pay anything when you come up here this summer. Just look into this person's website. And they've all sent me back the verification numbers from donations. And I raised them $4,000. And I don't live in America. And I've got an envelope sitting, a handwritten envelope from the Ron Paul campaign, because I tried to buy bumper stickers. And I sent them a $50 money order. And they wrote back saying, we're not actually allowed to accept money for bumper stickers. So they sent me bumper stickers anyways. And you know what? I live in, it's semi-rural British Columbia, I would say. Like, my town's got a population of about 6,000 people. We put the Ron Paul bumper stickers on two trucks, and it's been, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 people have come up already and went, oh, yeah, Ron Paul. And this is rural British Columbia. Like, they don't spend a lot of time on the Internet, but people know it everywhere. I go to the Legion. Do you have Legions?
Yeah.
You have Legions.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go to the Legion, and we start talking about Ron Paul, and pretty soon everybody in the Legion is talking about Ron Paul.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we're not going to have much of an effect on your election, but we're trying.
Well, but the point of it is that people internationally understand the value of having an honest president in this country, because, you know, as General Motors goes, so does the rest of the country. Well, the same thing could be said on the political sense as far as the United States politics go.
It's true. You're a sleeping dragon lying just south of us.
I hear you.
If you flick your tail, we hurt.
I understand. Hey, Lance, thanks for your call, and thanks for your efforts for the Ron Paul campaign. Appreciate it very much. We'll break. We'll come back with more of your calls right after this.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. We're going to continue to roll with the calls, and I want to put in today's program what I played, actually, my counterpart out there in Hollywood, California, Beverly Hills, as a matter of fact, played the clip of Ron Paul squaring off on Ben Bernanke. You know, ironically, you know, here's the guy that understands financing, understands the Federal Reserve System. And we'll play that 9-minute clip, and I mean, he does not give Bernanke any latitude whatsoever, just absolutely nails him. And we will also play that clip today. If anybody's in doubt as to the leadership qualities of this 72-year-old doctor that is a United States congressman and has been for, what, 20 years now? Yes, doctor, no. I told Ron in a conversation I had with him a couple of weeks ago that, you know, for a half hour, I told him, I said, you know, I can see the day when instead of it's Dr. No, it's yes, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. Guy in Arkansas. Hello, Guy.
Yeah, hey, John. Good evening.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, get off the speakerphone.
I can't. It's the only phone I got.
Okay, go ahead. Get closer so it's not echoing as bad.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
There you go.
Okay, I just want to bring up, personally... I want to bring up 3 points. One thing is that I'm really tired of this word sacrifice. You know, I'm talking about basically the 9/11 incident. You know, they sacrificed. They said, you know, I see sacrifice. I see I see a beautiful virgin being tossed into a volcano so that the sun doesn't go out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these men, they died, but they were murdered, they were killed. And I'd like to see things put right in the proper perspective. Sacrifice to me sounds like some kind of a religious thing, and I would not doubt that in a sense on the demonic side they were sacrificed. But that's a side issue. Now, shortly after the 9/11, days after 9/11 had happened, there was on a website that I found through a link through another site. It was called, I believe it was called Web Fairy, and on there they had a very interesting video of about maybe 5 minutes or so. And, you know, minutes after 9/11 happened, let's recall that all planes were ordered out of the sky.
Right.
Okay. Now,
except for bin Laden's gang that left the country.
Well, yeah, but here, if everybody looks at the 9/11 towers before they fell, you will see a helicopter flying around up there. And interesting, that helicopter was an Israeli news service. And this link, this website, Web Fairy,
yeah.
I saw it on there. They actually had onboard cameras showing the collapse.
Okay. And Guy, excuse me, I don't mean to be rude here and interrupt you, but I do not want to do a rehash of 9/11.
Well, I'm only late coming on because you brought it up at the beginning of the program.
Well, no, I was specifically bringing up the firefighters and Rudy Giuliani. This was a political hit piece on Rudy Giuliani, not necessarily 9/11.
Right. Well, you know, I'm only bringing up the fact that this is a piece of evidence tying in the Israelis into that situation. Mm-hmm. Now, one more point here, and I'll get on off.
Okay.
That is that the reason that it's now theorized that that plane that was shot down over Pennsylvania was the plane that was supposed to come back later that day and run into World Trade Number 7, okay? That's why that building was already pre-demoed, because that plane never made it, so they had to blow it, and that's the theory on that one.
Right.
And, John, thanks for everything you do, and you have a great night.
All right, Guy, thank you. Yeah, folks, look, I do not want to get into the 9/11 issue again. I think I've made my stance pretty well clear on this issue, and I'm not in denial of 9/11. I have seen a lot of the same information that you have. I've done the research. I've interviewed the guest. The Loose Change Boys started on this network, if you remember. I know what the 9/11 message is, okay? But this is what I am saying. Until you have honest people that set up an honest commission, we're going to find ourselves in the same trick bag as we found ourselves with JFK. You know, does anybody out there doubt that JFK was not an inside job? And the way the Secret Service acted, supposedly protecting the president, marching him up the one side of the pyramid in front of the Masonic reflecting pool in Dallas, Texas. I mean, folks, the problem here with this is that we do not have an honest government. People are not conducting themselves honestly in the job slots that they're in. And I don't want this to turn into another JFK conspiracy thing, because it eats up a lot of valuable time. We cannot prove a negative. And I am not discounting all of what has been said about 9/11. Yes, it does need a full congressional, honest investigation done by people that don't have an axe to grind or are not playing political affiliation, or people that are not compromised can be blackmailed out of their offices. Honest people will do honest things. That is the crux and the root of our problem. And whether it's 9/11 or anything else that this government has gotten us involved in or they themselves have done, the only way to straighten this out is to have honest people that understand what true representation is for the American people. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John. How are you? Would you mind if I would make a plea to your listeners on calling their senators? What we have is...
What would you like to call them?
Okay, yeah. I'd like to call them a lot of things. But
yeah.
Right now they're having a... They're debating on having revisions, passing revisions of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that would give these large phone companies retroactive immunity for their role in aiding President Bush's illegal eavesdropping on American citizens.
And you know exactly why they're doing that, do you not?
Yeah, I believe that you'll never be able to find out who they spied on after
well,
this passes.
Well, but it's been discovered that they were, in fact, doing this for the White House before this was even brought up. So retroactively, they're trying to get them off of the hook for the criminality that George Bush has already committed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Also, right while I'm on the phone there, if they're against that, I hope everybody calls their senators on that. They're about ready to decide on that, and it'd be urgent to call as soon as possible. And another thing on the fireman audio that you played, I thank you for playing that. I was unaware of this no-bid contract thing. Where have you heard that before?
Yeah. Hello, that's exactly what I said to my producer today.
Yeah.
Where have we heard no-bid contract before?
And then one other comment I wanted to make on that is, you know, if you was a family member that lost somebody in the towers there and you had to wake up every day knowing that your family was scattered somewhere in a dump, you know, that would be horrifying.
You know, and you know what, Steve? You know, you heard the news stories, and what you didn't see on the evening news, and unfortunately this is radio, it's television without pictures when you want to do something visual. It's all descriptive. But did you see on the news media that these firemen were out in the streets protesting and there were hundreds of these guys? Did you ever see that on your evening news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, it's
the same stuff.
Yeah. What is it, John? Some of these criminals we have in charge here, it's like they have no respect for human life and they just like do whatever they want to do. It's just unbelievable. I sort of can't believe that the American people let them get away with it, but...
Well, but here's the problem. You know, again, let's go back to what I just said about did you see the images of the firemen up there going after Giuliani? You didn't see that on television. There wasn't a sense of outrage by the very people that were at ground zero.
You're right about that. That's true.
So what are we dealing with? We're going back to the very same people, the criminals and the liars and the ones that cover up, the news media, everything else. They decide what the American public sees.
That's exactly right.
And how are they to be educated? How are they how are they supposed to know anything? You know, and the majority, unfortunately, we are in the television age. You know, this is not howdy doody anymore. They've sharpened their razor here. But we're dealing with a news media, and not only just electronic, but the printed news, the editorial boards. The people that have taken over the nation's newspapers, who their connections are. It's just one good old boy cover everybody else's butt.
Well, yeah, I can see, too, these people have just totally got themselves embedded into all of our courts and everything. I mean, it's going to be a big job to try to solve this corruption and everything.
So we can stand on the soapbox or we can stand on the street corner crying foul, but we've got to roll up our sleeves and start inserting people into these positions that claim to be representative of the Constitution and of truth, justice, and the American way. How the heck are we going to get out of this, out of a bunch of charlatans that have done nothing but hang a for sale sign on this country?
You won't. I think that's where it all begins at Ron Paul.
I'll second that vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, John.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate your call. I just thought of something during the last break about the bill in Idaho. Bill, you know, you call up and you talk to me about other radio talk show hosts. I did not hear Giuliani's program. The names you're mentioning, I have not heard. And, you know, if you would like to call this network, I will be more than happy to sit and have a phone conversation with you. But when you get on the air, and I'm going, wait a minute here, what you sound to me, I mean, you might be a legitimate guy with legitimate concerns, but I would chalk you up as being one of these greasy phone callers. We have a few every now and then. And these are people who get in there and stir the pot. I'm not saying you're an agent provocateur, you're being paid by the government. Maybe you're just stupid, or maybe I don't know exactly what direction you were going in. But I said that I would give you enough time to hang yourself, and you promptly hung up. I find that strange. At any rate, we don't censor people on this network, and certainly not on this show. We'll be back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Back to the phones here. I must have touched a chord today. Robert in Utah. Hello, Robert.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
I am well. What's on your mind today, Robert?
I'm in central Utah, and someone here must be micro-broadcasting for me to get your signal.
Okay.
But I'm sure glad that we get to hear you from here. I was hearing your conversation with this character, I think, from Idaho, and I've done radio for about 18 years myself,
mm-hmm.
in Salt Lake for 4 years, did a talk show similar to what RBN does, and I just want to stand up with you saying what I see. I have watched these Republican, I don't know if they're really debates. It's like a show, really. What I have noticed is that McCain and Romney and Huckabee have been having their own discussion without Ron Paul. And one of the other things I have seen is that all three of those men is like they laugh at Ron Paul. And it's like he's not even a part of their discussion. They dump on him. They laugh at him. They look down to him. they all take stabs at him, and it's like he's the only one there that I've seen standing up for anything. It's like every one of those has been running around making promises here, promises there to constituents,
mm-hmm.
really talking about the issues. And I have seen that once those three have their discussions about an issue, Ron Paul gets in, and they're already down the road. A lot more has been going on with those so-called debates than what you or I would call a proper debate. And I've seen that going on. And so to say that Ron Paul could step up and make a comment, I just, with all the laughter that those men have been doing right in front of him, it's like they showed no respect. And those guys throwing questions at Ron Paul, those kinds of questions to Ron Paul are also designed to laugh at him.
Yeah, his two major strong points, among many that he has, is, okay, let's have a serious discussion here about economics, or let's have an intelligent question and answer type debate on health care or medical issues, of which I know a lot about. They stay away from what his strengths really are.
Yes. Even in the last day or two, surprised, I heard Hillary publicly say that, oh, yes, we're borrowing money from the Chinese so we can go to war in Iraq, and so we fund other aspects of the government. And I'm thinking, no other Republican is making that kind of a statement. Why is Hillary publicly, yes, as a country, we're borrowing money from China so we can go to war in Iraq, and it's an appalling thing to do. One of the other things I've been watching is this is an extra tax upon you and me, is when President Bush gets his funding for this war in Iraq, they don't fund it, they just print more dollars.
That's right.
What that does is diminish the value of the money you and I have in our pocket.
And a simple way of looking at this is inflation right now that's running almost at 12%, and it's going to heat up thanks to Mr. Ben's helicopter approach of throwing money around. This has been described as being a tax on your money, and it's a tax in as far as it's an erosion of the value of that, because this is going to drive the dollar, the worth of the dollar, even down further. It's already at 2 cents. What are they going for, zero?
Well, I've heard others document supportive evidence that since Bush has been as president, that we have lost 60% of the value of our dollar. And there's been so many things that I have observed. In fact, the kinds of questions that I have got to pose before governors and senators, I've interviewed Orrin Hatch often, and others. It's absolutely amazing what they're doing back in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
selling our country left and right,
right,
not standing up for principles. And I want to make one more point, and then I'll get on down the road. I've heard people talk about, you know, they wonder about how they're going to die. They wonder about what people think about. And with my family, I talk about it doesn't matter how you die. What matters is how you live.
That's right.
And for me, it comes down to, you know, if we absolutely have an opportunity to put a man in the White House who can stand up for the Constitution, it doesn't matter as much as whether he wins or loses. What does matter is how do we participate? Will we participate in a positive way for this country and for our freedoms, or not? Appreciate your efforts.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate yours. Thank you very much. By the way, I got a call here about Bill in Idaho. Thank you, sir, for doing this. He's got a radio station up there, and Bill has tried to take credit for that radio station as well. There's something amiss here with Bill. Bill, I want you to sit down and have a serious conversation with yourself. Remember what I've been saying over the last couple of days about let's grow up here, let's act as adults, let's act like we're good guys instead of mimicking what the bad guys do. And I've said this repeatedly, you know, if you're broke and you're destitute and you're confused or whatever you are, you know, why don't you join the other side? They pay better. But remember one thing, you are the most expendable, and they do eat their young until they themselves are eaten. That's the ring knocker rule. We'll take the break, come back, we'll take more of your calls, and I definitely want to get to this clip about how Mr. Ron Paul, and you tell me if the guy understands economics, it could straighten out the economy in this country, starting with the funny money system that we have in place. The Federal Reserve? Please. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Tell you what, the phones are just loaded, so I'm going to ask everybody to hold on here. And what I'm going to do here is play the clip of Mr. Ron Paul taking on Ben Bernanke about the banking. So all the callers, just hang on. I'll get to all of your calls in order here. But I've got to do this, otherwise I'll never get to it. Here we go.
Congressman Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The best way I could describe the problems that we face here in this country, as well as the problem that the Federal Reserve faces, is that we're indeed between the rock and the hard place, because we have a serious problem. We don't talk about much how we got here. We talk about how we're going to patch it up. The bubble has been burst. We saw what happened after the NASDAQ bubble burst. We don't ask how it was created, and then we have a housing bubble, and it's deflating and then spreading. And yet nobody says, where does it come from? And what is the advice that you generally get? And that is, inflate the currency. They don't say inflate the currency. They don't say debase the currency. They don't say devalue the currency. They don't say cheat the people who are saved. They say lower the interest rates. But they never ask you, and I don't hear you say too often, the only way I can lower interest rates is I have to create more money. I have to lower the discount rate. I have to make it generous. I have to increase reserves. I have to lower the interest rates and fix the interest rates, overnight rates. And the only way you can do this is by increasing the money supply. And I see this as the problem that we don't want to talk about. Currently, of course, we can't follow the money supply with M3, but we can follow one of your statistics, which is the MZM, the ready cash available, and we see that inflation is alive and well. That money supply figure is going up about 20% per annualized. And this just means that the dollar gets weaker. And everybody said, well, the dollar is, that's great. Dollar weaker, we're going to have exports. And that is a fallacy, maybe for a month or two, but it just invites inflation. And unless we get down to the bottom of it and define what inflation is, and not look at only prices, this was taught by the free market economists all through the 20th century. They said, beware. They will increase the money supply, but they will make you concentrate on prices. And they will give you CPIs and PPIs, and they'll fudge those figures, and they'll talk about wage and price controls to solve our problems. And we ignore the fundamental flaw, and that is that not only have we had a subprime market in housing, the whole economic system is subprime in that we have artificially low interest rates. And it wasn't under your tenure in office. It's been going on for 10 years or longer, and now we're bearing the fruits of that policy. I mean, a 1% interest rate, overnight rates, and that's not a distortion. Instead of looking at these the consumer prices, which nobody in this country really believes, we need to talk about the distortion, the malinvestment, the misdirection, the bad information that is gotten from artificially low interest rates. In many ways, some people refer to you as a price fixer, you know, because you fix interest rates. The market is powerful and usually overwhelms and does come into play, but when the Fed fixes an interest rate at 1%, that is price fixing. At the end of your testimony, you suggested that we should address this housing crisis and we should have rules that would address deceptive lending practices. And I just think that is not the answer at all. The real deception is when we distort the value of money, when we create money out of thin air. We have no savings, and yet there's so-called capital, there's money available, but it comes from what you have to do and the pressure is put on you. So I think we have to get back to the very fundamentals of where this problem comes from. And the bubbles occur when we have this malinvestment and the creation of new money. So my question boils down to this: how in the world can we expect to solve the problems of inflation, that is, the increase in the supply of money, with more inflation?
Congressman, first, just a small technical point on the growth in money. Money growth has been pretty moderate over the last few years. The increase in MZM is probably related to the financial turmoil. People have been taking their savings out of, you know, risky assets, putting them into the bank, and that makes the money data show faster growth. So I'm not sure that's indicative of policy necessarily. What we're trying to do is follow the mandate that Congress gave us, and the mandate that Congress gave us is to look at employment and inflation as measured by domestic price growth. And as I talked about today, and I think you would agree that we do see risks to inflation, and we are taking those into account, and we want to make sure that prices remain as stable as possible in the United States.
But how can you do this and pursue this, the policy you have, without further weakening the dollar? There's a dollar crisis out there, and people's money is being stolen. People who have saved, they're being robbed. I mean, if you have a devaluation of the dollar at 10%, people have been robbed of 10%. But how can you pursue this policy without addressing the subject that somebody's losing their wealth because of a weaker dollar, and it's going to lead to higher interest rates and a weaker economy?
If somebody has their wealth in dollars and they're going to buy consumer goods in dollars, and it's a typical American, then the the decline in the dollar, the only effect it has on their buying power is it makes imported goods more expensive.
Yeah, but not if you're retired and elderly and you have CDs and their cost of living is going up no matter what your CPI says. Their cost of living is going up and they're hurting, and that's why the people in this country are very upset.
Mr. Ron Paul going after Ben Bernanke. And Ron should have mentioned that you're the one that did away with the M3, the thing that the Fed Reserve was doing before to tell people how many dollars are in circulation. Well, they did away with that so people wouldn't catch on that. And this is very simple stuff, folks, that, the more money you create out of nothing, the more it devalues the dollar. You know, I told Ron a couple of weeks ago, I said, look, I said, I saw you during the debates, and I said, I had the luxury. I said, you're under the shining spotlight there. You've got other people on stage. I said, but I had the distinct pleasure of watching you, not only watching you, but the other candidates, watching the audience, watching the body language and the posture of your inquisitors. And I said, you're talking to those people that were seated there that are supposed to be, the Republicans supposed to be making up their mind to who is best to run the country. And when you talk about the Federal Reserve, this is going right over their heads. They don't understand. That's why they're falling victim to the political claptrap that they keep hearing from other candidates that don't really want to talk about the economy in real terms like Mr. Ron Paul does, because he knows what makes this engine go. And he knows the defects. Let's go back to the phones here. Skip in Florida. Hello, Skip.
I was calling in reference to Ron Paul. I'm a good supporter of his. Mm-hmm. My biggest concern is a lot of people seem to be going away from Ron Paul now because, like the one guy from Idaho, because he doesn't address the 9/11 issue.
And you know what? They're damn fools for doing that.
Yes, I agree, because, they don't understand. He's playing politics. He has to where he's at. If he wants to get any place, he has to go along with the crowd. But what I think he's doing, like you said, I agree with you that I do think he's going to go as an independent later on. But, like the old military strategy is know your enemy. Mm-hmm. And right now, he lays back kind of. And people don't understand that what he stands for, he has never lied to us. And what he stands for, he keeps repeating himself. And he has proved that what he stands for. But they don't understand that he can't get into depth on these because a lot of people don't understand and they would go the wrong way on it.
Well, and not only that, but during these debates, because there's been so many people on stage, and it looks like Giuliani is going to have to drop out. I hear no tears about that. Mr. Huckleberry is having funding problems, but they would want Mr. Huckleberry in office or at least to be nominated by the GOP, anybody but Ron Paul. Because Ron Paul would make a fallacy out of anybody else's campaign of anything, and I don't care if it's on the Democrat side or the Republican side. He would just absolutely lay waste. And he's going to hang in there, and he's going to have more face time, and he's going to have more time for Q&A. And people are going to, and I spoke to Mr. Paul about this as well. I said, look, Ron, I said, This is dangerous territory that you're treading on. I said, you've got a lot of people upset with you. The status quo, they want to see this continue. The bankers, oh, buddy, I mean, you're on the hit list as far as they're concerned because they don't want this private cartel that's had control of our government for the past 100 years. So I told him, I said, look, I said, whatever you can do on this to make your explanation more rational to the generally dumb public out there, unfortunately, that's the way they are, you'll have a little bit more time to do it. And my message to him was to hang in there and, maybe have a little bit more prep time to deal with these questions, to make it a little bit more succinct for the time you've been allotted, which has been next to nothing. I mean, we've tracked and traced the time versus the other so-called top-tier candidates. Ron Paul's a top-tier candidate. And the news media has the ability to destroy or to bring up. I mean, Mr. Huckleberry wasn't doing very well until they gave him a bunch of free airtime. So this is politics. Skip, you're right. This is politics.
Right, and you know, another thing about it is, you know, well, I belong to one of the Ron Paul meetup groups. They, you know, they hand out the Slim Jims, and I said to him, I said, I'd make a suggestion. Why don't you hand out the Constitution? You know, because we have an influx of immigrants here, not just illegally, but legally, and they don't understand what the freedom used to be.
Well, and I even made a suggestion to him, and I said, you know, I said, rather than saying, you know, I'm a constitutionalist or I'm for the Constitution, you know, change up your vernacular to keep, people's attention. You know, give them a few props. Hold up a copy of the Constitution during one of these debates and say, look, here's the rule book, and these people have not been following the rules, and this is the end result of not doing it. These people are so far removed from the Constitution and its principles to keep an honest government and to keep an honest money supply, to keep the government from taxing people to death, and to keep things on an even Steven board so everybody's got a crack here, not just a selected few.
It was one other thing that was funny the other day. I watched, they had Huckleberry on a news conference, and he was saying, he says, all my constituents don't talk about the economic problem. And I was like, this guy's an evangelical Christian. He just lied.
Well, and again, I would suggest that people go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, drop down to the bottom where we have all the videos. Rod Parsley, in the presentation he gave to his church, he spent nothing but the time on the Federal Reserve. And now here's a guy that gets it, that understands it, and Mr. Huckleberry. You know, the other day, and I know that nobody is responsible for their genes or how God puts us together and what we look like. That's not within our control. But I looked at Mr. Huckleberry one day, and I swear to God, from the nose down, I was looking at Gomer Pyle, and then from the nose up, Marty Feldman. And I'm going, who is this guy? Hey, thanks for your call, Skip.
Okay, sure enough.
Appreciate it. You too. Rob, that's low. I shouldn't have done that. But, hey, I've also talked about Hillary Clinton's piano legs before, too. At any rate, I'm sorry. Rob in Minnesota. Hello, Rob.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Good.
Let's see. I'm a 53-year-old self-employed, self-reliant carpenter. I read Ayn Rand, when I was in my 20s.
So, Atlas Shrugged?
Fountainhead, We the Living, a bunch of her papers. Mm-hmm. I even read some of Greenspan stuff when he was a gold bug. So,
yeah.
Guess who I support?
Ron Paul?
Hey, I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm also kind of the only way out is through type of guy. You know, I don't think if you ignore stuff, it goes away. And so, Ron Paul has to address the 9/11 issue. Basically, you know, I know you don't want to talk about this, but basically, I think, the opposing factions, they probably listen to Alex Jones, who says 80% of Ron Paul's supporters are my listeners, or whatever. And so they're trying to create, they're trying to turn the passion of these young people who are, quote-unquote 9/11 truthers.
Yeah. Which, by the way, a lot of and I've met and talked with a lot of the 9/11 truthers, and they've united around one subject. But when you ask them about the government, you ask them about the Constitution, you ask them about anything else, they hardly know beans about anything.
Well, okay, here's my point. We know that this issue is not going to go away.
Well, so not as long as people keep putting it in the forefront. It's the absolute Mac Daddy of all issues, and then Ron Paul has got to discuss this.
Well, John,
otherwise, we're going to walk away from the guy.
John, let's just assume then that this issue isn't going to go away. Okay, so now the thing is, how can Ron Paul, how can Dr. Paul, answer the question in such a way to not alienate his supporters in that camp? And yet,
I don't know that it's going to be possible for him to do that. Because
can I suggest something?
Go ahead.
Okay. So let's say Brian, whoever is asking the question, and Ron can just say, Brian says, Dr. Paul, a lot of your supporters are these 9/11 truthers. Do you think 9/11 was an inside job? And Dr. Paul can say, you know, Brian, I'm glad you asked that question. When I go out and I meet with my supporters, I'm very impressed at how connected with the world these guys are. They do their research, and they're on the Internet, and they're looking at stuff that, you know, we never saw before.
Okay, Ron,
and so these guys,
Ron, I would hire you as a carpenter, but not a political consultant.
No, wait a second. These guys come up, and they ask me, you know, how can some guy in a cave, attack the headquarters of the greatest military, you know, power in the world.
Right.
How come they ask me why did headquarters not listen to the field agents when they talked, you know, that these
Rob, in the people's minds, the 9/11 question has been answered to the generally dumb public out there, the very people we're trying to get at.
You know, I think it would surprise you, though. I think a lot of people are suspicious just because of, you know, the Kennedy thing and, you know, and
yeah, but
all
is Rob, and again, I understand your point.
Well,
I do.
What I'm getting at is, you know, why not just bring up a couple of the, you know, throw the dogs a bone, you know, bring up a few of the issues that, you know, that the 9/11 truthers want to hear, and then deflect the, you know, the question by saying, you know, in Washington, we all serve on different committees. I assume that my colleagues who were on the 9/11 commission, did the best, you know, that they could with the information at the time. I serve on the banking commission. And I am in a panic about what's happening with our industry right now.
Well, and for the trashing of a candidacy right now, for the sake of the 9/11 truthers, he gets up there and talks about 9/11, and the best suited man to get into the Oval Office doesn't make it. That's what's at stake. It's just a little thing. Thank you for your call, Rob. Got your points.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Jimmy in Texas. Hello, Jimmy. Jimmy, you there?
Hello?
There you are.
I suggest you have the hemp man write a song for Ron Paul. It'd be effective and people would understand it.
Well, and we were also strategizing for the parallel campaign for Mr. Paul. We're going to inject a little bit of humor into television and radio commercials. I've got people that have been campaign managers that have gotten people elected. They admitted that they shouldn't have been in office, but, hey, that's what they do. a lot of good ideas, and there are a lot of people out there, Jimmy, from different walks of life that have all sorts of talents that want to see this guy succeed. And if we've got the bread to do it, we're going to do it.
I've just heard the hemp man. He says he's going to write some more for himself, and I bet you he could do it, you know. So I just wanted to make that suggestion. At least it's positive. It's not negative.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. It's, you know, the complaints against Ron Paul that he's too serious, that he looks aggravated or disjointed or angry or whatever the case may be. He does have a sense of humor. You know, I know his brother, and he really does have a sense of humor. But, I mean, this is serious. And for already a campaign that is, they have tried to derail, the last thing that you want to do is open up a can of worms that's going to allow your opposition, even though they're supposed to be fair and balanced or whatever they claim to be, to give them an out on this deal. I'm telling you, folks, you don't understand politics, and you don't understand what the majority of the people, the votes that he's trying to garner here from the generally dumb public, they wouldn't know 9/11 from a golf ball, or they wouldn't know the issue of the Federal Reserve. Most of them still think that it's an entity of the federal government. So he has to pick and choose his battles. And, you know, I'm not going to apologize for Ron Paul. He's his own man. But I've talked to a lot of 9/11 truthers. A lot of them are card-carrying Marxists, you know. I'm serious. You ask them about the Constitution, they don't know beans about it. You know, and it's one thing to support a man, but it's another reason to support a man for the right reasons. You know, you can throw anything into the political mix, and because it's not addressed the way you want it to be addressed, you're asking a man that's trying to get this against all odds to derail his political campaign. What are you asking the man to do? And I know that Ron Paul is an honest man, that if he is president and he has submitted the information about 9/11, that he would order the Congress to do another investigation. But the time is not now. Do you get it? And for those that are the 9/11 truthers out there, they keep hammering this and filling up the blogs, well, I'm not supporting Ron Paul anymore. Good. Good. Because we want to get to the people that really understand there is a problem and they need a candidate to address those problems, just not hot-button political, emotionally charged issues of the day. That's why you're starting to see the campaign turn in different directions. They wanted this to go in another direction, and it did not. Mary Ann in Arkansas, you got about a minute, dear.
Good afternoon. I'll hurry. Thank you for your comment about working in some humor. It's wonderful. And I wonder if you would consider, John, starting meetup groups for RBN so we in local areas who listen to you, know you, love you, appreciate you, support you, can work together in even topic by topic, supporting Ron Paul,
yeah.
2008, critical year for our food and water issues. And I want to thank you for carrying Dr. Wynn Parker, and I'll go.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Marianne. I don't know how many more hats I can put on. I am about maxed out. At any rate, I appreciate all your participation today, and I thank you for listening to this program, ladies and gentlemen. If you like it, please turn friends on to it. Let's get on with it. We're running short of time. See you tomorrow.